on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine conflict. A new documentary by the very well-known Frenchman and philosopher Bernard-Henri Lévy. It is entitled Slava Ukraina. It is not yet released online. It's going to festivals, I learned from Josh Rogan of the Washington Post Global Opinion. But we'll attend the festival's entry with Josh and learn what he learned on both viewing the documentary and meeting people who are featured in the documentary. Josh, a very good evening to you. Bernard-Henri Lévy, this new documentary, what is the scale of it? What is it presenting about the battlefield? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Well, this is the second of Bernard-Henri Lévy's documentaries on the front lines in eastern Ukraine. And basically what he did was he took a camera crew to the up and down the ramparts, the places where the Ukrainian troops are fighting and dying every day, in the cities that are destroyed by Russian artillery and Russian atrocities. And it's gripping. It's very raw. It's very, you know, disturbing in many ways. But there are glimmers of perseverance and resilience and bravery and courage that are sort of emerge at certain points in the film. I hope it is widely distributed soon and that everyone goes to see it. I attended the congressional screening and met two of the survivors of one of the most brutal sieges in modern history in Mariupol in what was the very first days of the war last February. And yes, if you'll remember, this is when the Russians, Mariupol being a very strategic sort of spot in the way of the Russian invasion, they surrounded it and destroyed every 90% of the buildings. And there was a standoff, a siege of the Avastal iron and steel works plant. Very big news at the time. A lot of people have forgotten about it. And I interviewed some of the survivors of that siege, and their stories are horrible. But again, in a certain way, inspiring. In short, what they said was that all of this sort of talk you have now, especially in Washington, about, oh, well, you know, isn't the Ukraine war gone on long enough? And shouldn't we just sort of sit down with Putin and draw some lines on the map and let him keep some of what he stole? What they're saying to us, what they're begging for us to hear, is that that's not possible, because the people who are living on the Russian side of those lines are living in hell. And they're not going to just accept it. And then they're begging for our help.
Let's meet one. Anna Zaitseva. She's 24 years old. She has a child. Where's her husband?
Right. So Anna was a 24-year-old French teacher in Mariupol. Her husband worked at the steel plant. And when the Russians came, tens of thousands stormed into her town. She took shelter there with her 3-month-old baby and brought diapers for a couple of days. And she ended up being trapped inside that steel plant for 65 days. Russian shelling every single day. Her husband went to fight to join the local defense forces, which used to be called the Azov Battalion as part of the Ukrainian National Guard. Now it's called the Azov Regiment. The Russians will say, oh, well, these are a bunch of neo-Nazi fascists, rightists or whatever. But the truth is, in that moment when the Russians attacked, everybody joined. If you were of fighting age in Avastal, chances are you were going to join the Avastal regiment. So it was very diverse, at least ended up being a very diverse sort of group just defending their hometown. So she's in the plant for 65 days. She gets out. She's sent to a filtration camp where she's strip searched, humiliated, interrogated. They ask her that question you just asked me, where is her husband? She doesn't know, of course. And she endures several more horrors on her way to becoming a refugee in Germany with her baby son. Her husband, Kirilo, she finds out later via a YouTube video that he's been shot 4 times and it was carried out on a stretcher and is now in Russian captivity. The last time she spoke with him was 11 months ago. She said she told me she doesn't know if he's alive or dead.
And we'll meet another person featured in the screening, Mikhailo Dianov. He's a fighter from the Azovstal Regiment, but he was kept in a place I only heard of for the first time thanks to your column, Olenivka. What is that?
Olenivka is a prison in east, sort of southeastern Ukraine that is now controlled by the Russian army and the Russian aligned Donetsk forces, where they've brought a lot of Ukrainian prisoners of war and tortured them and abused them and murdered them. And, you know, he was in that prison. He was there for 4 months. He was tortured. He eventually got out. He's got more injuries from after being taken into captivity than from before. And what he told me was that at this prison, they're trying to get the Ukrainian soldiers to confess to the Russian war crimes. And they're trying to torture them into doing it. And that's still probably going on right now. And they even blew up one of the prisoners' barracks with the prisoners inside to cover up the added war crime of torturing the prisoners they were trying to blame their war crimes on. So that's like seven levels of hell right there.
So Olenivka is the concentration of captured Ukrainians, we believe, in the Donbass. Is that correct? We should regard it, I mean, for future discovery, right, what went on there. Like Abu Ghraib.
Exactly. It's one of the places where the Russians have taken their prisoners of war, and God knows who else. You know, all of the, like, keep in mind, they've taken tens of thousands of children and shipped them off to Russia, parts unknown, never to be heard from again. You know, the stories that of the friends of the people I interviewed are equally appalling. You know, people just being, you know, two, a sister and a brother, one being sent to a orphanage in Ukraine and one being sent to an orphanage in Russia, and their parents are dead and nobody knows what happened to either of them. This is the kind of thing that's going on a regular basis. So, yeah, so eventually someone's going to have to go through that prison and find the records and document all of those war crimes. But those will be but a small portion of the overall bucket of war crimes that will take years, if not decades, to unravel.
Now, in the presentation by Bernard-Henri Lévy, is he aware of the dissent that's emerging on the Ukrainian war in Congress and in the United States and in the polling? Do they hear it in Europe?
Well, I think this entire project is a response to that dissent. He's so acutely aware of it that he risked his life and spent a lot of his money and spent a lot of his time to document these firsthand accounts for the express purpose of rejuvenating the interest and the empathy of the West in helping these suffering people, and also making the clear argument that if we let these atrocities go on, then atrocities will multiply everywhere. And if we let Russia take this territory, Putin won't stop there. Again, it's not a new argument. That's the problem, is that the basic, you know, argument for helping Ukraine has not changed. And what has changed is that people are getting tired of it. But the Ukrainians don't have that option. And it's not as if we left them hanging that they would just fold up tents and just surrender. That's not going to happen either. We'd just be emboldening our enemy to go even further. That's the argument of the film. That's the argument that these survivors made to me. They said, we're fighting for your freedom. You don't even realize that the least you can do is give us some guns. Okay. And I think everyone in Europe and in Washington is acutely aware of the fatigue, but it compares not to the fatigue of Ukrainians.
So, again, we're looking at the question of logistics, supplies. Ukraine needs more of everything from the U.S., more money, more weapons. And more than that, does it need NATO to participate? Does it see it doing it on its own? We have 30 seconds.
It's clear they want an increased both quantity and quality of weapons from the U.S. and Europe, not NATO per se. Each European country will play its own different role, and the U.S.'s job is to coordinate all that. And there is a lot going on. We have to give credit where credit's due. Massive amounts of help have been given to Ukraine. But the war is not over, and they have no choice but to keep fighting it. So I think we have no choice but to keep helping them.
The film is Slava Ukraini. It's not available online yet. It's going to festivals soon enough. Bernard-Henri Lévy is the producer. Josh Rogan of The Washington Post. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.